Hello and welcome to Intuition Awakening. My name is Janine, and today I'll be guiding you through part one of my Inner Child Healing meditation series. These meditations and exercises are geared towards helping us reconnect with our inner child. For some of us, this might be a new concept. It might seem a little strange at first. But inner child healing connects us with our true self. It connects us to our emotions, and it connects us to being in control of our emotions. We are suddenly able to take responsibility for filling our own needs and not relying on others. We become less frantic and panicked when our needs aren't met by others, knowing that we can fully trust and love ourselves just as we are, just as we have always deserved to be loved. So you might be joining me today if you felt disconnected from your emotions, if you've been called numb or cold. Perhaps you had a difficult childhood like I did, and feeling your emotions and expressing vulnerability can become very difficult. Perhaps you notice you rely on others for happiness and comfort and feel very frustrated when you're by yourself. These are all very normal reactions and responses when in childhood we maybe didn't get the love, the nurturing, the support, and the caring we needed. Maybe the adults around us were not safe. Maybe they were not in tune with their emotions. Maybe their parents before them were not in tune with their emotions. And these things get passed down to us as neglect, perhaps abandonment or abuse. Or our emotions can be invalidated by our parents or the adults in our lives. So, whatever the reason you've joined me today, I hope that you find these several exercises over the next few meditations together very helpful for reconnecting and reestablishing this relationship with your inner child. Today, I'd like to give us a short exercise to begin our journey. So, sitting now in a meditative position, perhaps with your feet on the floor, sitting in a chair or on a couch, back nice and tall. Try to let your shoulders relax and fall away from your ears. Rest your hands gently on your thighs, or if it feels warm and connecting, place your hands on your heart center and gently close your eyes when you're ready. Let's take one deep breath in together and exhale. I would like to set the intention for this practice today to help you begin your journey towards inner child healing, towards reconnecting with your true self, your true identity, your true soul. May you know that you are worthy, so, so worthy of being loved. Taking one more deep inhale in. I want you to imagine that you're walking down a sidewalk or down a city path on a warm summer's day. One foot in front of the other, wandering down this sidewalk without much purpose, but feeling curious and open. You are enjoying the day, the summer breeze, the beautiful temperatures, the sun shining. And slowly but surely, your footsteps bring you past a park, turning into this beautiful green space. You see the beautiful trees, feel the moisture and the humidity rising from the green grass and the summer sun, and you decide to walk for a bit in this park. A smile gently on your face. You start to hear some far-off laughter. It sounds like children are playing. It sounds so inviting. And you're curious what is happening off to the side in the distance where you hear this gentle laughter and joyful noise coming from. You find your footsteps carrying yourself over to this park space where there's a beautiful playground. The equipment and the swing set are full of children playing together. Their parents or guardians watching from the sideline, enjoying conversation and coffees. It's a beautiful summer day, and you can see the joy on these children's faces. Stopping a short distance away from the park, you lean against a tree, just soaking in how beautiful these little children are, how they're running and playing tag. Now they're just so excited to be here on a summer's day with their friends. As you watch these children, maybe some emotions start to come up. Maybe you start to feel nostalgic as you remember back to those times that you were on a playground with children your own age. Maybe things weren't quite as fun, or maybe you didn't have the opportunity to play at all. But watching these children now, you know that you can live vicariously through their joy because the energy is contagious. There's one child in particular that catches your eye. You both quickly glance at each other, seeming to notice this connection. And this child goes back to playing and running around, having a great time. Something just felt so familiar about this child. Their hair was so similar to yours at that age. Their clothing was your favorite color. There was something about this child that warmed your heart that little bit extra. The child comes around a play structure again and peeks at you shyly, noticing that there's something different and special about you too. In this moment, as your eyes connect, you notice you have the same eye color as well. And you know deeply and in your heart that this is your inner child starting this journey to saying hello to you for the first time. The child shyly looks away again and goes back to playing with their friends. You know that reconnecting with this small version of you may take time. It may take patience. They seem a little wary, but you remember how you were at that age and how adults didn't always feel safe and secure. So you know that maybe tomorrow you'll come back to this park, watching these children playing and laughing and having a fun time together in the sun. And you might just watch again to see if you can catch that little child's eye. Maybe tomorrow you give them a smile and a small wave. You know that it may take time for them to trust you, but that for today, you have met. They know you are here, and they know that you are curious about them. Silently, from afar, you say goodbye to your inner child for today. Perhaps blowing the park a kiss or sending some love towards that inner child, whether they're looking at you with curiosity or playing with their friends. Just knowing that they feel this connection and love with you. What is one small message you would like to tell this beautiful child that you have now connected with today? You can say it out loud or in your mind's eye. Picture yourself gently whispering to the breeze what you want them to know from you today. Know that they feel the intention and the love behind this message, and they're excited to see you again tomorrow. As you gently lean off the tree and start to walk back out of the park towards that city sidewalk again, you feel the heat of the summer sun on your skin. That smile gently still on your face. And you come back to your body in the here and now by gently wiggling your fingers and toes. And perhaps gently opening your eyes when you're ready. Inner child work starts very small. It's these small steps and this commitment to building a relationship that means the most to our inner child. Perhaps as kids, adults rushed us, or if we had questions, we were brushed aside. Maybe we didn't have time to process and understand and feel safe. Maybe we were told how to feel and we learned to not trust our emotions. By reconnecting over these next few days and next few recordings with me, reconnecting slowly with that inner child, you too will start to build a bond again. When you are upset, you will be able to turn inwards to give yourself soothing and gentle love. You will be able to give yourself attention first, instead of craving it or trying to grasp it from others. Thank you for joining me today and taking this amazing first step towards getting to know your inner child again. They see you and they love you for your efforts. All children love attention. They love being the center of your heart. So don't be afraid to spend some time with them, perhaps visiting your park again in your mind's eye throughout the day, just to give that little wave hello and let them know you're here. Have a great day. We'll see you again for part 2.